So why don't you tell me a little bit about the discovery of Eurasian watermill foil in your Big Man Trap Lake and what it means for the Lake Association?
Sure. Well, there's a bit of a backstory, so I won't try not to bore you to death. But last fall or late last summer, someone found a sample of a suspicious plant, and it got to the DNR and it got on the list by accident, I guess prematurely, if you will, before they verified. And so there was kind of a to-do late last year because we got published and listed before it was actually confirmed. And so some sources, and I think Park Rapids or whatever, had reported on it, and we had a lot of people on the lake that were like, wait, what? And so that got pulled back, and the DNR was like, no, wait, we have to confirm it in the spring, so it's not listed yet. And so then we all kind of just were kind of caught, you know, on a razor's edge all winter, kind of like, okay, well, you know, we were quietly optimistic, hoping that maybe whatever it was just fell off a trailer or something. And, you know, just because as it's crept into the county and some of our neighboring lakes, we've kind of gotten more to the point of, well, is it a matter of if or when? And so anyway, yeah, so we spent all winter kind of on the edge of our seats sort of figuring out what we were going to do and bracing for June to actually do the survey. And so once we did, it took us quite a while to find it, but eventually we did. And of course our hearts sank. But I've been trying to kind of massage it with the membership and explain, you know, of all the things to have, unfortunately, this is probably the best scenario. It's small, it's confined, best we can tell. And it's one of the least concerning of the invasives, obviously, with all these other scary ones out there.
So I understand, I know perhaps you're not a total ornithologist or something, but Big Man Trap Lake has significant loon habitat, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually just did our loon count for the year Friday, and I think we had 76 adults and 22 juveniles, so... Yeah, we have a very proud loon nesting program, our quote-unquote looners, that set up the rafts and platforms for them. And so that's a big part of the lake and the Lake Association and our neighbors is the loon population, absolutely.
And as far as you can tell, like Eurasian watermill foil, does it negatively affect loons and their habitats?
Well, that I can't speak to, I'm afraid. I guess I don't know that much about it. you know, but what where we're fortunate so far, and our plan is to very closely monitor this, of course, but it looks like our small infestation is that it's small and it's confined to an area right off the bolt launch. It was kind of the classic scenario where it probably fell off a trailer or a boat right there as it was getting put in. The bottom of the lake was disturbed because of all the powering of boats on and off trailers and stuff. And so it had a bare patch of ground, and that's exactly where we found it. So we're hoping that it's confined to that area. We're going to treat it as if it is and try to make sure it doesn't go anywhere. But we think that it landed right there, and we've got enough healthy native vegetation that it's not going to, you know, take over or do anything crazy. And with that, you know, we're hoping it won't. Or I should say, I would assume it won't get anywhere near our precious loons.
Fair enough. Well, I think that's all the questions I have for you, Rich. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me quick here.
Absolutely. I'm glad it worked out.